In Mississippi, a group known as Social Media Predator Catchers are arrested after tracking and confronting a child predator. In Texas, a cheerleader dies after her parents treat life-threatening injuries with smoothies and vitamins. And in Florida, a missing runner is found dead after a five-day search. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, September 11th. On Real Life, Real Crime Daily, and I am Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton. And wow, what a day, September 11th.
Never forget.
Never forget it, man. And I mean, I know we talked about it last year, but I'll never forget. I was in uniform patrol. I'd got off the night shift, and I was living in Albany, and I had to drive all the way to Watson, to Perry's. I don't know, Watson's the car carrier, but Auto Care, he sold it. But Perry Rushing had it. And anyway, we had to take our units there to get them serviced, right?
Yeah.
And I was on the way. I was listening to Kid Craddock in the morning. And they came out and they said, oh, look, it's been a horrible accident. A plane has hit the one of the World Trade Center buildings. And I was about 10 minutes away from the auto shop. And, you know, they were talking about, but they didn't have any like description. I'm thinking it's like a Cessna or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking into the waiting room and I look up in the TV and they show the World Trade Center's what I didn't, my brain didn't comprehend that one of them was already on fire, the smoke, but I actually saw, and there was people screaming, the second plane come and hit. I thought they were showing a replay.
Right.
It was actually the second plane hit the tower, and I saw it happen live, and it just fucked everything. Yeah.
And I think that's when we all knew that it wasn't an accident.
Right. And then of course, the Pentagon, and then the plane going down in Kentucky, and because they fought for it. Let's roll, right?
Yes.
And it's a day that forever changed our lives. And
it did. It changed everything. It changed travel. It changed freedom in a way.
And we went to war for the longest war for however many years it was over the years in different countries and everything, all because some assholes had hatred in their heart.
Yeah.
And don't hate. And what about all the people who died that day, the heroes and on the planes and policemen and firemen rushing into the buildings and the people in the Pentagon. And then all the people who died years later from the breathing in all the stuff in the World Trade Center, and just forever, ever, ever be a day that I'll never forget. You know, I had PTSD about two things, and that day is one of them. And the other one is Hurricane Katrina. But the, those two things that fuck with me.
Yeah.
Just because it was just a bad time. Both of those really, really bad times to be a cop. But anyway.
I remember seeing people just jumping off the building.
Rather than burn up.
Oh, man. And holding hands a couple of
100 stories up.
Yeah.
Horrible. Let me talk about this real quick. And this is not just a plug, something I feel strongly about. O'Hara's is in downtown on 3rd Street in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
They are having the guys from NYPD come in, and they love O'Hara's, but they have an O'Hara's now pretty close to where the World Trade Center used to be, and it's like a cop bar.
Right.
So O'Hara's is actually supporting the it's going to be on September the 13th, but they're having, it's the Muddy Water Music Fest, and they have Barry Abears playing from 5 to 6, Kendall Schaefer from 6 to 7:30, and the 484 South Band from 8 to 10. But the proceeds go to, it's in support of Tunnels to Tower, which is a charity for veterans and first responders of 9/11. Out of New York City. So those guys are coming in from New York. Y'all, that's O'Hara's in 3rd Street, downtown Baton Rouge. If you can get there, go check it out. I have every intention of being there unless something happens with this storm, this hurricane or something like that. But a day that changed everything. And my wife always calls everybody is you're going to get a call. Jim Chapman, she always calls everybody and says, I just want to tell you that I love you. Because all those people that day that didn't get to tell their ones, or the ones that called their homes from the plane and stuff like that, and are like, look, we've been hijacked, and you know we're going to fight, and I just love you, right?
Yeah.
And leave it on the answer machine. So sad, sad things. Sad day.
Well, we'll move on, and we're going to go to Mississippi.
Mississippi.
And I can't wait to get your thoughts on this. So three self-proclaimed predator catchers. They were arrested after orchestrating a sting in a South Haven, Mississippi store last week. Clips of the vloggers confronting people they believe to be child predators. That's among the latest viral social media trends. These vloggers, they pose as teenagers online and they offer sex to adults, then meet up with them in order to expose them as pedophiles. Now a group is creating that kind of content right here in the Mid-South, but one of their sting operations has landed them behind bars. It happened at a Kroger late Thursday night. The vloggers said things got physical when they approached their target and police got involved within minutes. Much of the incident was captured in an hour-long live stream on Facebook. Hey, I just want to let everyone know he's here to meet a 15-year-old girl, one of the vloggers is heard shouting as they confront a man inside the store. He's a pedophile. The vloggers, who go by the On-Site Predator Task Force, that's their name, they said they pose as a teenage girl and made plans to meet with a man at the store. The live stream shows the vloggers following the man outside, where one is heard threatening them, threatening him, and basically the police, they're trying to calm everything down. All right, guys, we might be put in handcuffs, one of the vloggers said in the live stream. They sat in handcuffs for like an hour. Then they said, all right, go ahead and cut them loose. And the Predator Task Force was like, finally, now we can go about our day. Members of the group said the three vloggers involved in the video were charged with conspiracy to commit a crime, and one is charged with simple assault for slapping the target. We would like our charges to be dropped. They said that's their hope. And so there's no official word on whether the target in the video will face any charges. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I applaud them for wanting to take out any pedophile, but you know, you could do that and set it up, but let the cops know ahead of time, let them do it,
right.
Handle it. Right.
People need to let the cops do their job.
It is right.
You know what I mean?
And that, basically, that's like vigilante shit. And you know, again, back to what we're talking about on yesterday's show, where the former Baton Rouge cop got killed, confronting the guy. You don't know who the fuck you're going to confront.
That's the problem.
They might pull out a fucking bazooka and blow you away or kill everybody in the store. You know?
100%.
And no.
Well, and
You
just brought up a good point, and that is, look, from the outside looking in, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, and Woody just nailed it. You don't know if that guy's not going to pull out a gun at Kroger and just start capping everybody, including innocent bystanders, including kids that might be in or around that store. It's just not worth somebody's life. Mm-mm. When you can make a phone call and say, hey, there's a dude that's going to be at Kroger at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a detective, you came in and said, hey, I've been having, so fucking touchy, man, because it might be fruit of a poisonous tree. I don't know legally how that would work out, but if you came in and said, hey, I've been corresponding, I've been acting like I was a 15-year-old, and this dude's going to come meet me, I'm going to check his oil, right, as a cop.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you get around that. You're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up not only to get killed, you're just setting yourself up to get sued and everything. Right. It's not like this Chris Hansen on Dateline NBC, and he's got all the cops hiding in the bushes and
right.
shit. And they said, yeah. It was an undercover cop that's been doing the communicating, you know. Wow.
And they're meeting at a secured setting no innocent bystander.
What a fucking recipe for disaster. But fuck a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, I think it's awesome, but I'm just so over seeing innocent people get killed because they're taking the law into their own hands to the point they're putting themselves in danger.
It's such a lack of care. It's negligent homicide. It's such a, when you show such a lack of care or reason, that a reasonable person wouldn't shine, and then it causes some kind of commotion.
Right.
It's like, I mean, it doesn't have to be a homicide. It could be negligent injuring or whatever. I don't know. Leave it to the cops. So, I mean,
I'll tell you what, I bet that video got a lot of views.
I bet it did. And you know, I don't know. That's just bizarre, right?
Yeah.
So, well, let's go to Florida talking about videos. And this is a big TikTok thing here, y'all. And we'll talk about it. So women across the country share jogging safety tips on TikTok after the February 22nd murder of Augusta University student Lakeland Riley, which we told y'all about before on UGA's campus. But now it's big TikTok, right? So Florida authorities believe they have discovered the body of the 21-year-old jogger Ariel Valdez after a five-day search for the missing woman. Now, Valdez, who was training for a marathon, was last seen leaving her home on Wednesday, August the 28th, to go on a run on the whatever block. You know, y'all wouldn't know if I told you, right? But this is according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. In a Department of Transportation camera, captured the video of the woman running south on U.S. 40, Route 41 about 15 minutes later. And another camera captured her running south in just after 6:50 p.m. So a search by the sheriff's office and civilians included marine vessels, aviation tools, it's going to be helicopters, y'all, drone, and rapid DNA testing. And a body presumed to be Valdez was discovered by search crews along the Caloosahatchee River in north of Fort Myers on Monday, September 2nd. Right? Yeah. So preliminary findings did not indicate foul play, and the sheriff's office couldn't be reached for further details on the cause of death. And it's going to be a little suspicious.
I would think so.
And the autopsy and all that hadn't been done. Everything hadn't come back. But a social media post, this is where it gets interesting. Social media post shared by Valdez's family during the search said that she had been having panic attacks as of very recently and has not been speaking much the last week. Now, Valdez's mother told police that she had been acting strange for the last couple of days and mentioned that she was hearing demon voices in her head. Now, Isabel Hergert, Valdez's sister, paid tribute in several social media posts and said, "Ari, you were too good for this world. I love you, and I'll see you again in every lifetime. You're a piece of my soul that I will always look for." And she said, "My sister was a real-life angel, and I know that all this is for a greater purpose." Now, on the Finding Ariel Valdez Facebook group, members of the community were thanked for their search efforts. "And the efforts we made together were widespread and unforgettable, showing just how powerful we can be when we unite for a common cause. In the face of tragedy, we've proven that we are more than just neighbors. We are a true community bound by our care and commitment to one another," which I think is great. Of course, they did, you know, doing a GoFundMe and all that stuff. I don't know. And they held a memorial run for, et cetera. But the going back to it, what I was saying about the TikTok, because of this case and because of what happened and the girl at the University of Georgia, the TikTokers and it's viral or all, you know, they're jogging and they go around jogging, sharing safety tips.
Yeah.
And I think that's good.
That's a wonderful thing.
Awareness is good. And like one of them here says, "No woman should fear for her life while jogging." And, you know, it's just, and I agree with that. I mean, I don't.
Well, and that's using, you know, social media platforms as a tool.
Right.
To actually benefit and keep yourself safe.
You know? And it brings to light a situation. You know, what's that story we did on that lady? She was a mom of five and she went for a jog and never came back.
Yeah.
And we thought it was going to be the boyfriend, but it turned out illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
That had been.
Had already killed somebody else. Yeah.
Right. Across the country.
Yep.
So y'all just be safe and be aware. Don't be afraid, but be aware.
And she was jogging as well.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's the same. So if you jog, yeah, you know, or you do, just be careful.
Well, and a lot of people jog with headphones on.
Right.
So you don't hear someone coming up behind you maybe. And jog in pairs. Take a friend.
If you can, but you know, if you're jogging, you're probably in somewhat decent shape. And when I used to do it, I used to run for fun, and I would almost always run the same route, right?
Yeah. You know,
if you're a predator, they're out there watching the girls and their
what time? Yeah. What time they're doing it every day.
And then maybe one day they act on it, you know?
Yeah.
They switch catch up. You not watching or looking around.
That's right. Switch up your times and, you know, maybe try to keep from creating a pattern.
Yeah. Look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Look around.
All right. We're going to go to Texas. And a 12-year-old girl in Texas sadly has died after her parents did not seek medical attention after she suffered life-threatening injuries. Instead, they gave her smoothies and vitamins, this according to authorities. Deputies said Miranda Sips, a cheerleader at Jordanton Junior High School, suffered unknown life-threatening injuries for about 4 days before she tragically died. Before her death, her parents, 36-year-old Denise Balbanetta and 40-year-old Gerald Gonzalez, allegedly tried to treat her injuries through smoothies and vitamins. They were trying to give her smoothies, but somebody who is unconscious is not going to be able to swallow, police said. As Miranda's condition continued to deteriorate and she began having trouble breathing, her mother finally called 911. First responders met Miranda and her mom on the highway after they had left their home, and deputies said Miranda was found alive but unconscious. She was not talking. She basically could flutter her eyes and move her hands a little bit over a four-day period, that from the sheriff, and they had her lying on a pallet in the house. The 12-year-old girl was pronounced dead in the emergency room. Balbanetta and Gonzalez were both arrested and charged with first-degree felony for injury to a child by omission. Investigators believe the couple avoided seeking medical attention to prevent law enforcement from coming to their home. Even after calling 911, Balbanetta left her house and met the emergency responders on the road. The investigation into her death is ongoing, and a full autopsy to determine the cause of death is pending. Miranda would have turned 13 this month.
Jeez, man. That's a year and a half younger than my youngest son. What kind of,
I mean, you had to be pretty bad. You know, you giving someone, I understand if you got a little light fever and, hey, we don't need to go to the doctor for this. And sometimes it's good to let your body fight off, you know, non-serious illnesses, but this was apparently pretty bad.
Right.
That it, obviously pretty bad if it killed her.
Yeah. More's going to come out in the autopsy. There's a reason they didn't want him in the house and all that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to speculate, but there's,
you get,
there's probably some illegal things in there.
And I don't want to be communist and shit, but I always say, you know, you have to have a license to drive a car, but no kind of anything and have a kid.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
visit IXL.com/today
while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher, and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
I don't know. It's horrible, horrible, horrible shit. And let me tell you another horrible story. So let's go to Columbia, South Carolina. And this dude used to be a cop. And then he was a security officer at a school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a South Carolina school security officer was excused of prison time after pleading guilty to having sexual relationships with two students between 2015 and 2018. Now, Jamel Bradley, 45, a former deputy in Richmond County, South Carolina, was given probation in order to join the sex offender registry after pleading guilty on Tuesday, September the 3rd. The original charges he faced were third-degree criminal sexual conduct and sexual battery with a student 16 or 17 years of age. No aggravated force or coercion, and the Rickland County online case portal shows this, y'all. Y'all can go look it up. These charges would have led up to 15 years in prison. However, following a deal with authorities, Bradley pled guilty to sexual battery with one student and assault and battery of the first degree against another student. And the investigation revealed Bradley was a popular school resource officer who lured female students from his place of employment and met with them in his office or his patrol car, right? Good. Bradley is a former, check this out. He's a former basketball player for the University of South Carolina, where he was the team's leading scorer as a junior and a senior. And then he was first charged in 2019 in connection with a sexual misconduct involving a 17-year-old student. And in 2015, a student at the high school where Bradley worked told authorities she had what she said was a consensual relationship with him during her senior year. Well, motherfucker, you can't, when you're 15, you can't have consensual sex. But on another occasion in 2018, Bradley went to a female student's home after school hours, drove her to a dead end, and began kissing and touching her, right? During his plea, Bradley apologized to his victims. It, you know, fuck that. That dude needs to go to prison, right?
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I mean, you got probation.
Yeah.
Fuck, you were a fucking cop, dude. Fuck him. They should have put that motherfucker underneath the jail. So.
Well, and I'm sure the fact that he was a cop played into it a little
I'm
bit.
I'm sure they, you know, they had to do something. Use that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the
to me,
the,
that's the a higher
student,
standard.
The former students are now adults and see it in a different light or didn't want to get involved in the court and have their names put out there and all that. And some dumbasses will always victim shame, which is pitiful in my eyes.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know. But you were a cop. You used your position to have sex with kids or rape kids. Go fuck yourself.
That's right. I can't stand victim shaming. I want nothing to do with that. It's horrible. All right, we'll move on to our next story. And look, this, even this morning when I turned on the news, this guy still has not been caught, FYI. But police are looking for a person of interest after multiple people were injured in a shooting on an interstate in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Laurel County Sheriff John Root reported that deputies were dispatched to a gunshot victim call. This was at exit 49 on Interstate 75. And this was back 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. After arriving, deputies found nine vehicles, Woody Everton, had been shot into on both the north and southbound sides of the highways. Five victims were seriously injured and taken to hospitals. Other departments, along with a special response team, they secured the scene. I-75 was closed for several hours during that investigation. Now, officials have identified 32-year-old Joseph A. Couch of Woodbine as a person of interest in the case. The search for him is ongoing as of this recording. Couch is described as white, 5'10", approximately 154 pounds, and authorities say he is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. He's still not caught. But let's talk about this for a second. Now, this happened in Kentucky, so this is obviously a problem everywhere. But guess what? Right here in Louisiana, where a good bit of our listener base is, interstate shootings are becoming a major problem.
Yeah.
Major problem. Eight of them so far this year in Baton Rouge alone.
Eight
interstate shootings. Just somebody driving by, minding their own business, and someone's going to shoot through your window.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They need to all go to Angola.
Well, and you know, the thing with it is now they have the license plate readers, and that's a good thing. And I would imagine that's how they were able to either somebody took a picture or they were able to figure out his license from a reader, and figure out who this guy is. But, I don't know what the deal is with the interstate shootings, but, and I'm sure wherever you're listening from, likely you've had a couple somewhere around you. What's up with that?
I don't know. And it's coming so commonplace now. Just like everything else, just like murders and everything else is coming so commonplace that people, you just hear about it and you just don't think about it. It's real people. I mean, if what is your mama driving down the interstate who got a car shot up, even they wouldn't get killed. They shot them. I mean, you could have got killed. You kind of got shot to death, or you could have been run off the road because they shot your tire out and flipped your car or whatever. And why?
There's no honor in that. I mean, why? this innocent victim stuff is just crazy. That used to be, you maybe get in a fight with somebody, they end up getting killed, but it was a fight.
Right.
I mean, this is now just, people that have, you don't even know, and you're killing them. That makes you more of a man or something, or more of a woman. Fun,
like dumbasses eating Tide Pods and shit like that. same thing, right?
Indeed, it is.
It's going to be cool, but I don't know. You know, the other thing we're talking about a lot, and we just talked about a few minutes ago, that illegal immigrant that murdered that mother of five and all that. He had already killed some other people out in California and all that. Bro, I got another one. And this is coming everyday news. And a Peruvian illegal immigrant has been arrested after abducting a high school student in Manassas, Virginia.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As she was walking to school, right?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. The Manassas Police Department said that 23-year-old Jesus Enrique Ramirez Cabrera was arrested on Friday and charged with abduction, robbery, impersonation of a law enforcement officer, and petty larceny. Now, police received a call from a resident who said they located a girl in distress near the intersection of Quarry Road and Zebedee Street. And when officers arrived, they learned an unidentified man driving a red Jeep SUV, possibly a Patriot or Commander, approached the teenager as she was walking to school. The girl said that the suspect identified himself as a police officer and told her to get in the vehicle. He then exited the vehicle, grabbed the teenager's arm, put her in the front passenger seat, and drove away. Now, once the suspect reached Quarry Road, the girl was able to get out of the vehicle. This is what she told the police. And police first reported they were searching for a Hispanic man who was about 40 years old with black hair and a beard. After a two-day investigation, detectives identified the suspect and arrested 23-year-old Cabrera. He was taken to Prince William County Adult Detention Center. He was processed and held without bond. Now, federal sources said that Cabrera is a Peruvian illegal immigrant who was captured at the Arizona border in December and released into the U.S. Well, that's fucking just stupid. Right now, ICE or the Manassas Police Department, I'm not making any comments about it, but police do not believe any other suspects were involved in the incident with teenagers, said there is no ongoing threat to the community. But, you know, and again, this is not a political show, but this is a crime show. And fuck, what are your intentions? He was going to rape or kill her. Had she not got out of the car, she'd be dead.
There's no doubt about it.
Or she'd been raped.
Yeah.
And you got arrested trying to get in illegally, and they turn you loose in the United States. They didn't ship his ass back to across the border, turn loose in the United States, and he did this. Who knows how many other people? You don't just start out doing one.
No.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't either. Continuing problem.
It really is. It's just ridiculous. I don't understand how these murderers and rapists, I mean, God, I don't get it, man. It's senseless. It really is.
Well, we'll switch subjects and we'll go to Michigan. And I'll tell you what, when you get married, you have to make some tough decisions. And one of those might be picking your groomsmen. You know, your wife, she's going to pick her bridesmaids, and maybe she's only got four bridesmaids, and so you can only pick four of your buddies, you know, instead of five. And there's always that fifth that you're like, man, I hate to leave him out, right? But you know, it is what it is. Well, then sometimes you kill him.
That's
I mean, and I ain't laughing, but Let me tell you this story. A Michigan bride and groom have been charged with mowing down and killing their groomsmen on their wedding day. James Douglas Sherrah, who is 22, and his bride, Savannah Collier, who is 21, they were celebrating their special day at a Flint pizzeria. Hey, man, that's a good look. I'm down with pizza right now. On August 30th, when their groomsman, Terry Lewis Taylor, 29, was later found with severe injuries from a crash. This is according to police. After the wedding, he got in an argument, which led him to being intentionally struck by a large SUV that was traveling at a high rate of speed and driven by the groom. Taylor later died in a hospital. The bride and groom, they fled the scene, but they were both soon arrested. Sherrah has been charged with one count of second-degree murder. Meanwhile, the bride wore orange, a jumpsuit, there you go, in her mugshot after being charged with one count of accessory to a felony. I've never seen anything quite like this, that from the county prosecutor. I've seen people running over people, but not so soon after a wedding. At their separate arraignments, Sherrah was held in jail without bond, obviously, you know, second-degree murder, right, and Collier posted $1,000 of her $4,000 bond on Wednesday. The dead groomsman was a dad of three and expected a fourth with his fiancée, Nikki Robinson. Taylor loved to fish since birth, ride bikes and four-wheelers. He loved his children, his music, his family and friends, and his dog, Kodiak. So... these people were literally married hours, and they'll probably never see each other, never get to touch each other again over a dumbass decision. Once again, you see this a lot.
Respect.
Just one decision ruined their lives.
One split.
Let me run over my groomsmen.
Right. Yeah. And like
on my wedding day,
and you're gonna get away with it. It's
never cease to amaze me, people.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yep.
Crazy. Well, let's talk about has to do with vehicles, a fatal carjacking. And we actually, I think we may have told you about the beginning of the story, but I'm gonna tell you the rest of it. And you can catch up if you didn't hear it before. But so we are learning more about the man accused of fatally carjacking a 90-year-old Houston Navy veteran on August the 31st. Now, Kylie Denzel Arsenault, 21, who has been charged with capital murder, two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and tampering with evidence in connection to the deadly shooting that happened at the Lone Star Senior Living Apartments. He's now facing more charges in a separate case. According to court documents, Arsenault is accused of committing aggravated robbery on the University of Houston campus days before the deadly carjacking took place. On Tuesday, August 27, University of Houston Police Department responded to reports of a robbery at 4 a.m. in the Moody Tower. Court documents allege the victim left his dorm room unsecured, went to the restroom, but when he returned, he saw two men rummaging through his room. Investigators say the victim was held at gunpoint and the suspects took his phone before fleeing the scene. The Arsenault has since been charged with robbery with a deadly weapon, and he's currently on jail on a $7 million bond and for the deadly carjacking of the Navy veteran. What the fuck? I guess he's going to do it until you
this was in Houston?
Yeah, in H-Town. Liam Marie sent me that one, but the, you know, you carjack a dude, it was basically robbery, and you kill him. I think a 91-year-old Navy veteran, right?
91 years old.
And then, now they find out upon further investigation, you're being an asshole just a couple of days before that. When you go into somebody's dorm room and you rob them just for a cell phone.
Yeah.
There's going to be more victims.
Oh,
they were going to do it until somebody put a bullet in them or they put handcuffs on them.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's all we got. today.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here again, September 11th.
September 11th. And we will never forget. And y'all hug your loved ones.
Yeah. You just never know. You never know when that, you know, hopefully you're, you know, you lived, everybody loves to be 100, but you just never know when that last day will be. And yep. So make sure people know you love them.
Yep.
For sure.
True that.
Yeah. And we're keeping our eyes on the storm. The
storm, it should be coming out tonight.
Should be. I think it's tomorrow night, isn't it? Or is it tonight?
I would like,
we don't know. We pre-record. Yeah, we might be blowing away right now. as we speak.
Hopefully you'll get it in the episode.
So. That's right. All right. Well, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And we are your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.